Hey guys, Carl Fishman Glenn here. Just want to give you an update what's been going on here today. Sorry about the kind of lack of reports over the weekend, but it was a little slower weekend there. I'm sure you guys noticed that at the fish counts. But last night and today, the fish started to bite. The guys got it, that fish relocated here, kind of moved down to the south a little here. Same MO, lighter gear, 12 or 15, 20 pound cast, number two, number four, number six size hooks, depending on whatever your favorite brand is there. Same thing, 30 pound, 40 pound, all on the cold snipers or flat balls here. So let's start with the boat that returned this morning. The Fortune returned this morning from a day and a half trip with 20 passengers. He had limits of yellowfin tuna. He had 100 yellowfin tuna for his day and a half for his 20 passengers. The Pegasus, he returned from a 2.5 day trip. He caught most of his fish yesterday afternoon here. 14 passengers, had 7 bluefin tuna, 109 yellowfin tuna. The Fisher also returned from a day and a half this morning. He had 27 passengers on his day and a half, 52 yellowfin and 70 skipjacks. Most of all, that fish was caught yesterday. The guys that are out fishing today, the Liberty returning from a 2-day trip, let's talk hookup, had 169 yellowfin tuna, 40 skipjacks, 4 bluefin. He said majority of that fish was all caught today here. The Tomahawk on an overnight trip tonight today, he had 16 passengers. He had 40 yellowfin tuna and 12 skipjacks. And Scott on the Condor, he's got 37 passengers. He's almost done on the yellowfin. He's got 165 yellowfin tuna and a few fish going there. He was hoping that he'd be almost done here in the next hour or two with his trip there. All the guys reported a nice rate of fish, 12 to 16 pounds average. Scott said he had a couple fish up to 30 pounds there, so that's kind of nice. Like I said, 15, 20 pound test. 30, 40 pound test for your flat falls cold snipers. If you guys are coming out on like a 2-day trip or 2.5 day trip, seems like some of that bigger bluefin is being caught again. Maybe bring a heavier outfit just in case you guys do fly up to out to the west there and try to catch some of those big bluefin if you get done with that yellowfin early enough. So maybe keep that in your back of your mind or bring that heavier gear in your arsenal, an 80 pound or 100 pound. We might see some of those bigger bluefin being caught here out of San Diego also. The dolphin in the morning, he had 11 passengers, 110 rockfish, or red, 110 red for his 11 passengers, limits of red. In the afternoon, he had 36 passengers, had 53 sand. That's pretty good fishing there for the guys in the morning. Dolphin departs every single day at 6:30 and 1 o'clock for half-day trips. The Liberty will be doing some full-day trips again, back to his normal schedule here for the next couple days here. Departing at 5:30, fishing offshore for bluefin, yellowfin, and yellowtail. Then we have anything from overnight trip to a 3-day trip, depending on what boat you want to hunt, you just break that down on the website by length of trip or which boat you want to go on. Pacific Queen, the Condor, the Tomahawk, the Pegasus, the Fortune, and I think the Fisher is done. I think he's always got his long trip there. And a couple 2-day trips on the Liberty in the next month or so. You can check it out by the boat or length of trip. Once again, give us a call here at 619-221-8500 or fishingandline.com. Looks like the weather is going to be really nice for the upcoming week here. Love to get you guys on the water, and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye.